Hey there, listeners, or whatever you guys should be called. Lady Gaga has her little monsters. What are you guys? I don't know, strangies? I don't know, it doesn't seem cool enough. But anyway, just a quick note. The topic that I'm about to dive into, I really tried to make it short, but it's a pretty intense and emotional topic. And so it ended up being long, and instead of dividing it up into 2 days, well, that's what it is. I'm not trying to push the format into huge long podcasts, but this one just kept coming out this way. And after a couple attempts, 20 minutes was where I got it. So thank you. Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 36. I'm kind of diving into a subject that I kind of don't want to dive into, because it's really hard to encapsulate in under 10 minutes. But I also don't want to focus on the political, and I was kind of thinking about this after watching some videos that I was just really disturbed by. Some sort of pro-gun videos and some anti-gun videos. So it was an interesting mixture that my feed kept playing to me, and I kind of appreciated that it wasn't just all one-sided. But I got thinking about it going, as much as this is political, it's not political. It's obviously, it's results. It's people have to live with the consequences. It's humanness that I'm interested in. And I have a lot of thoughts about a lot of of aspects of some of the things being talked right now after the Florida school shooting. But the one that I'm thinking about and really want to hone in on is watching the videos about why we should arm teachers and how do we secure the schools. And I don't know how we secure the schools without making people feel like they're in this kind of icky place that doesn't feel friendly. It feels secure and threatening, even if you're a completely innocent person. I'm not comfortable going through a lot of those security things for no good reason. Maybe it's because airports have scared me. People are mean in airports. What is that? What is that about? Okay, totally going aside here, but the TSA or whatever agents, and they're yelling at you to take off your shoes. What's the deal? What is that? Is that just about power and yelling at people? Because it makes me very nervous and uncomfortable. And I'm sorry, but I think that is one of the times if somebody's going to take crap from you and put things in weird places, it is a perfect environment to do it. It's chaotic and everybody's uncomfortable. And if you're not uncomfortable, you're prime area to do that. So you're welcome, some idiot who's taking that advice. There is an airport in Florida. I don't actually remember which city it was that I think everybody should model after. It was a delightful experience to go through their security. They were kind. There was nobody yelling. It wasn't rush, rush, hurry, be uncomfortable. I could keep an eye on my stuff. I could figure out what was going on. I could ask questions and whatever. Okay. So that is anyway, go Florida people. It was not what I wanted to talk about. Nonetheless, I feel it's very important because it is one of the things I hate about flying. And there's no reason that it has to be that way. Absolutely none. Or if there is, I don't get it. But what I do know, Florida, yay. Travel there to a place that I can't remember where to tell you. Anyway, so, okay. The thing that I want to talk about is beyond the securing the schools, because I think that's a whole huge issue. Arming teachers. I really was just very bothered and intensely affected by a few of these videos that I had watched earlier. And just thinking back to my, say, 8-year-old self, I hated going to school. Every day was, pretty much every day, was forcing myself to get up, walk out the door, to the point that it made me sick sometimes. And I had stomach issues and various things and sometimes stayed home because of those things. And I just think of the ways that I was, sort of tortured back then. That again, and I'm not saying I had it the worst as anybody, because some people had it, obviously many people have had it so much worse than I did. But still, it's your perspective as a kid. You're going into a completely unsafe environment, not because there were guns there, but because people were mean and cruel and did very uncool, icky, gross things to you, and blowing their nose on your scarf, or, spitballs being kind of minor but still gross and annoying. and myriads of other really horrible, cruel things that people did. Some physical, some not. And I'm thinking, okay, if you add guns to that, teachers with guns, and I know that these teachers are going to supposedly get extra training, and damn well they better. I agree with somebody who made the comment that there's just way too much to do already as a teacher. And to have to then be a combat expert to, you shoot the wrong kid with all the best intentions, and what's going to happen to you? Do you get fired? Because I'm not so sure you should. I don't want you shooting the wrong kid, but I'm not so sure as a teacher that, I don't know. I don't know how to deal with that because I don't want my combat experts going in as teachers. I do not think that is anywhere near a solution, but I'm not so sure if you have a kerfuffle between kids and you're feel, I don't know what situation, I'm just thinking that as somebody else had said, geez whiz, don't arm our teachers with guns, they are good but emotional people, and if you're trying to save another kid that you perceive as being harmed to death, you shoot the wrong kid, and then what happens to you? Somebody made the, of course, very logical point of, you know, imagine cops walking in, a black teacher is the one holding the gun, because they felt the need to, and who's going to get shot then, right? So we can't even deal with the fact that our kids have play things and we don't know the difference and we're shooting those kids to death. And those are trained people, people who have spent many years or however long you spend as a cop training, but being a cop, having the experience on a daily basis, you're going to put this a gun in the hands of a teacher? I'm sorry, but I don't think I would have made it out of school alive if that would have been the case. First of all, just the mental torture every day. Every day. Oh my God. The kids who hate you. How often are they going to stick something in your back, you know, and pretend they have a gun? Well, how odd would that be? If you happen to knock down a teacher, or if a teacher was stupid and put it somewhere off their body, because they had a moment of stupidity, which you shouldn't have, but let's get real. Stuff happens. The threat of that, of whatever they put in your back, you're as a kid at the other end of bullying or not, is going to like always be on this just edge. Maybe not right away, but when stuff like that starts happening, that is mental torture on a daily basis. And you can't just tell kids to be nice because that doesn't work. That anybody knows who's been in a situation where they've been told that people have to be nice to you because of whatever reason, that it's fake and it's crap, and it doesn't help. It maybe eases the tension for a little bit, but all it really does is makes everybody crankier, edgier, and fake. And at the receiving end of that, people know it, right? They know it, and they have to then deal with it and feel that, and you can't just turn that off, and nor do I want you to. That's called being human, being receptive, and being able to make judgments of your environment and the people around you of who you should stay away from and who you should not stay away from. So, piece of advice, don't override kids' judgments. They usually know what's going on, and hopefully carry that into their adulthood so that they can survive and date and live and be safe. So I'm sorry, I realize I'm traveling 80 different areas, and there's a ton I'm not traveling. So the other thing I think about, one of the other things I think about, is kids are not dumb, okay? So you've got the bully bull crap where they're going to, you know, put stuff in kids' backs and torture them. Kids are smart, and if you can make it look like the other kid is the one who's causing the problem, you get them yelled at first, right? I think Trevor Noah, in one of the videos that I saw yesterday, one of the things that flipped through my feed, was kind of hilarious because he said, you know, give teacher a gun. He's like, the teacher can't tell which one's talking. How many times did the teacher yell at the person sitting next to the person who was talking? And I'm like, yep, I can absolutely think of that. Think of situations of that happened in school, you know, where kids were talking when they shouldn't have been and the wrong kids got yelled at. And that's not where there's chaos. I don't quite know when, like, I can think of situations, but exactly when is a teacher going to pull out a gun to use? But it's chaotic. Trying to figure out in the moment who is doing what? Is that gun just going to act as a threatening tool? Or is it going to go off? And how many kids aren't going to be smart enough to make a situation so when somebody comes around the corner, the innocent kid is the one who looks like they're doing the attacking? I can think of an absolute, very vivid instance in my mind when a kid came after me. I honestly don't even know what happened. I have no idea to this day. And it didn't at the moment of why he came at me. It wasn't even somebody that like hated me and was a total jerk. And he pushed me and I, of course, held my hands up and was just trying to get him like to stop and go away. I was the one who was totally yelled at and seen as doing the wrong thing. And it was so weirdly chaotic that their other kids didn't quite even know what to make of it. But they looked up and they saw me kind of pushing, even though I was the one moving backwards. I was the one who kind of got in trouble. And I don't know if they perceived I was moving backwards and he was pushing me backwards and therefore he was defending himself, or because he, I don't know. Anyway, I'm just saying, okay, not like somebody would have pulled a gun in that situation, but would they not have? I kind of doubt it, but at the same time, if you knew me and you maybe weren't my regular teacher who knew me well, but you were somebody who knew that I had been massively picked on, would you pick that moment to go, ah, she's lost her crap. Let's take her out. She's hurting people now. I'm sorry. I don't know if I would have ended up alive if people start to get gun happy and use them. And again, I know that that's not what people are exactly saying. And I know that people would listen to this and go, that's not the point. But man, if they're there, it's sorry, but there's a greater chance that they could potentially be used and be used in a weird way. And if you are a bully kid and you want to set somebody else up, you can do that. It's just not that hard. Add to that, just the everyday. Again, if I went to school and kids started playing these sort of verbal games to threaten you with the gun that they now can threaten you with, because now it's a little more of a real threat. It's in the building. It doesn't even have to be realistic, but it's that constant threat of, I'm going to knock that security guard down and I'm going to take his gun. It's just, at that point, it's not stupid anymore. It's stupid, but it's not unrealistic. And I think of the constant torture that I would have gone through. When would that have pushed me over the edge to be the person who's, I'm not saying I would have been a school shooter, but I'm saying I wonder sometimes, you know, we don't know how to handle bullies. We don't know how to handle this stuff well. Where are we dividing the masses and actually pushing people over the edge? I don't want to get into a whole nother topic of how our kids being talked to, these kids who are going over the edge. What's really going on? Who are they talking to? Are they not being listened? Are they not able to express their sort of violent tendencies to maybe get them out of their body so they don't actually act on them? Are they being heard? It's, you know, like I say, it's being able to freely speak and not be instantly threatened, seen as a threat, as that you're going to do something. I sometimes worry, and I don't know, I'm not in schools. I hear things, but I don't hear a lot of things. I sometimes wonder, do kids, if they were to express how they're feeling with some, or do they have the fear that the counselor, for instance, would, oh my gosh, you're violent, you're saying violent things, we're going to have to do something about that. I will finish off with the gift that my high school counselor gave me. And that was, had a high school counselor who had known me through junior high. He knew the hell that I had been through. And happily, I had a couple good school counselors, and I had the school cop who knew me pretty well. And though it did not make me feel quote-unquote safer, it at least made me feel like I had some adults who understood where I was coming from my just the daily crap. So this counselor at some point, something had happened. A kid had said something really cruel to me standing at the top of the staircase. And I had said to my counselor, and I am so grateful that I had a good enough relationship with this counselor to say these words, because the gift he gave me by responding properly back, I still remember some weird relief that I don't know how to explain to this day. I had said to the counselor, basically, you know, sort of so frustrated and ticked off at this guy. And I said, sometimes you just want to take him, throw him down the stairs. And he said, you know what? If you're going to do that, do it before you're 18 years old. And make sure when they go down, when you're pushing them down the staircase, that they know they are taking it for every single person that has ever been a jerk to you. I felt so validated in the pain that I felt and the reality of the crap I had to deal with. There were counselors who tried to make it nice and tell me how bad they had it. And it was like, you don't get it. You don't care. You're not listening. You're just trying to make me feel better. And it does not make me feel better. This guy heard me and got it. And he didn't say, oh, now you don't be violent, blah, blah, blah. I didn't need that. That's not what I needed. I needed what he gave me. And it helped me get through the rest of my high school years. Because the way he heard me was so important, and it was so real, and it was so clear, and it wasn't just crappy, stupid little words to make me feel better. It was really making me feel better, having somebody understand. And I wonder sometimes, I don't know, but I wonder sometimes when kids don't have that, what could have turned me? What would have been the thing that would have turned me into being that kid who beat somebody up, pushed somebody down? I didn't really have access to weapons, but so I'm not sure if that would have changed things or not for me. Who knows? On some of the really bad days. But I don't know. You know, I think of what a gift that was. And just the thought of when I think of the suicidal kids, how much of not being heard causes them to hurt themselves or hurt other people and hurt themselves because they just want some payback because they aren't heard. It's a conversation we need to have differently than we're having. We need to blur the lines of the right and the left and call that crap done. I'm sorry, now I'm getting political. But the only way we're going to solve it is to ditch political. Don't look at somebody with what color they're wearing in their stupid tie and what side of the aisle they sit on. Figure out what their concerns are. Whether they're pro-gun, pro-teachers having gun, anti-gun, whatever. Listen to the concerns and listen to their experiences. And listen to these kids who are struggling. They probably have a lot to say. And I think the people who are making laws about this stuff, if you haven't been bullied, you need to take a back seat. You don't get to make these decisions because you really don't have the experience. Too many people who haven't been bullied try to pretty up things, try to tell kids to just stand up and take it or toughen up or whatever. I don't know. It doesn't work that way for everybody. Some kids do. Some kids can do it. Sometimes kids have the tools. They have the relationships. They have the parenting. They have whatever internals they've been given to do it. And sometimes those kids do it. And then they turn into school shooters too. So, or aggressors. So this is a big deal in that it's a really hard and complicated thing to figure out. I don't know what the answers are. But I think we really need to think about what those answers are, because once we start giving teachers guns, either A, they will never be taken away, or B, people will have to get so much more hurt. And it'll be a lot of innocent people. That's my worry. It's going to be a lot of innocent people before we go, wait, we should probably do something different, whatever that looks like. So sorry this is so long. This is a huge, difficult thing, and I was just really affected by these videos and thinking back to trying to push myself to go to school and how sick to my stomach I thought that would probably make me if I had to deal with some of that crap that I perceive I would have to deal with. And I don't think I'm wrong. I know what I dealt with on a daily basis, and I just don't think it would have gotten better with adding teachers having guns to the mix or having security guards with guns all over the place. Thank you for listening and sharing in my whatever this is. Feel free to connect on Facebook. Thoughtful thought processes are welcome. Find me at Mornings with a Stranger, @MorningsWithAStranger with no spaces. Have a wonderful day. Good luck, everybody. Take care.